وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the program For Humanity. For the sake of humanity, we need to have certain traits which are goods, which are good traits. And for the sake of humanity, we need to avoid certain moral vices. One of the moral vices that the Quran talks about, which is something that, now obviously this is a topic I don't want to indulge myself in, is the fact that al-insan, human being, khuluqa halu'an jazu'a, or the ayah actually says inna al-insana khuliqa halu'an idha massahu sharru jazu'a, in chapter al-Ma'arij 19 and 20. So Allah says human being was created. Now whether this is innate or not, predestination or not, this is a topic for another day. So I'm not going to indulge myself in that, like I said. But let's say for now, what we can agree on is the fact that we have these two traits, al-hala' wal-jaza'. So how can we get rid of these two traits? Better yet, what are these traits? So al-hala', they say it is al-hurs, stinginess and greed, something we discussed before. Wal-jaza' is a lack of patience, which is when a person goes through a problem, he goes in despair and he breaks down straight away. So when Allah says al-hala', halu'a, means he goes to the extreme stages of greed and stinginess. And also it's been said al-fajr as well, boredom, that also included. While jaza, like we said, it is the opposite of patience. So Allah says jazu'a, thus it's a form of exaggeration of how much a person goes through. This is linguistically. In terms of Islamically, it is referred to, when we talk about jaza, to the sadness that befalls a human being that stops him from doing what he wants to do and deter him from doing it. So when he reaches a stage of pain and stage of sadness, he stops. And he, as we say, he falls into despair. So he is very quickly to fall into that. So as human beings, we have these two traits where we quickly give up and quickly stop once we feel that we have a sense of sadness or a sense of pain going through us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is a bad trait. So, and what's more interestingly, Allah says that people would have this trait if they are just your average human beings. But if they are different human beings, which we will mention, they wouldn't have this trait. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, like we said in chapter al-Ma'arij, from verse 19, he begins, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. He has that, lack of understanding, or at least in terms of Halu'a here, we said he is stingy. He quickly gets into boredom. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُ, when problems, calamities, what have you, comes his way, he becomes what? In complete despair. He gives up. He stops. His life stops. And then obviously the drama begins after that. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ, and when khair and good comes to him, he holds back and he never gives back. Now let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So Allah is speaking about innate traits that human beings have, which is hala and jaza. One is a stage of extreme stinginess, extreme stage of greed and boredom, and one is that an extreme stage of despair. This is the standard human being when he comes from the manufacturer. Then Allah says, however, there are exceptions. There are people who do not have or possess these two bad vices. One, Allah says, illa. So this is an exception. Al-musallin, those who pray. Well, a lot of people pray, but they very quickly fall in despair and very greedy too. Allah says, no. Obviously, we're not going to leave it there. Allah continues and he says, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ, they are constantly praying to Allah. So which means a connection between Allah and them. A person who is constantly connected to Allah, when he faces problems, when he falls into calamities, the first thing he turns to is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he doesn't have Allah in his dictionary, he will fall into hala and jaza, mainly jaza here. Why? Because he has no one to turn to. So he gives up and he becomes in despair. A mu'min who prays and maintains his salah constantly will return to Allah. Because salah itself, in Arabic we call it salah, derived from the root word sila, which means connection. A musalli is the one that connects with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who constantly prays to Allah, it means he's constantly connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one. So this is the first criteria. We're not going to say those who pray and we leave it there. No. One, they have to have constant connection with Allah through prayer. Two, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ, when it comes to their wealth and to their money, there's a portion in their money that needs to go to those who are in need. It's a right that Allah made for certain groups to be taken from their money. And these people would give, not the people that would hold back. Who are these groups? Allah says, لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, he who asks and requests, or those who are deprived to begin with, were poor people. And does Allah stop there? He goes, no. وَالَّذِينَ يُصَدِّقُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ, those who constantly believe in the Day of Judgment. Because you can say to me, well, it's not like there's anyone that doesn't believe in it in terms of Muslims. Well, we believe in it theoretically, but we don't believe in it practically. Because if I believe in a Day of Judgment practically, then I wouldn't be sinning. Because practically means that every sin I commit, I will be judged and I will be punished. If that thought is constantly in my mind and I apply it in my life, then I wouldn't be sin, or I wouldn't sin. But because I have it as a theory, then I'm like, that's okay. I can do this, I can do that haram stuff. So Allah says, no. These guys, they take it seriously. والذين هم من عذاب ربهم مشفقون. Also they fear the punishment of the Lord. إن عذاب ربهم غير مأمون. For the punishment of Allah, it's not guaranteed that you're safe from it. It could come anytime. And Allah explains the rest, which I don't have time, but you can read it yourself. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.